Despite fractured religious freedom, a church opens in Belarus. Bibles are bringing a new kind of cultural revolution to China, and a ministry explores life, for better or for worse, in the Middle East. We'll tell you more about these stories and many like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Despite the lack of religious freedom in Belarus, a church building was dedicated to God in honor of two men, Peter Danica Sr., founder of Slavic Gospel Association, and Peter Danica Jr., founder of Russian Ministries. President of Russian Ministries Sergei Rakuba says this celebration was marred by interference.
When we finished our dedication service, police called the pastor, you know, and they were asking all kind of questions. Who were there? Why did you do this? We did not allow you to do that. We did not do anything wrong. It was just a worship service.
Christians can't share their faith publicly in Belarus. Russian Ministry's Next Generation Church Leader Training, School Without Walls, at the church, will train them to do it. Your $40 a month gift will help.
It takes $480 to train one person through the cycle of different seminars. We provide resources for them. We provide resources for practicums. They will be able, on behalf of their churches, continue reaching to their communities.
Next, 46 years ago this month, China entered the Cultural Revolution. The expression of religious life in China was effectively banned. Atheism became a new religion that would affect generations to come. President of Bibles for China, Wendell Rovenstein, says,
there is a great need for Bibles because they were all disposed of in the Cultural Revolution before, when they ruled that China was going to be an atheistic country. They got rid of every Bible that they could possibly get rid of, and so they've been without the Bible for years.
In the years since the end of the Cultural Revolution, Christians have been steadily growing, but the numbers are daunting. Millions are asking for Bibles. Rovenstein says they'll do what they can.
Our goal is for 100,000 Bibles this year in China. For every Bible that we place in China, there's an anonymous donor that will match Bible for Bible. So if someone gives $5, we get two Bibles for $5.
If you can help, we've got the link at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. A year ago, the gospel message came to a dark spot in South Asia. A Hindu priest in a small community led two temples to worship the goddess of death. During festivals, the priest would sacrifice 100 goats a day so the idol could drink the blood. In the midst of this horror story setting, the Jesus Film Project showed the Jesus film. The priest saw it and was transformed as he understood Christ's sacrifice. The village followed the respected priest's lead. Now, 300 know Christ. Next, have your kids or grandkids started the countdown to summer yet? Mine have. Well, we've got the perfect thing to add to your summer to-do list, a family trip to India. Dave Stravers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India explains.
My Passport to India is the easiest short-term mission trip you can take. It's a 10-video series. It's a video adventure that actually will introduce you to the country of India, its culture, its people, and most importantly, the fantastic things that God is doing with the good news reaching India.
My Passport to India also encourages your kids to help spread the gospel by sending an Indian child to children's Bible clubs. Kids have to raise a dollar to send each child, but often go unexpectedly above and beyond.
It's really been a fantastic way to teach generosity to children.
Sign your family up for My Passport to India by clicking on the banner at our website. And lots of families have the proverbial elephant in the room, or private issues that need practical help. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, produces Full Stop, a live talk show that helps viewers deal with tricky marriage issues. The host is a pastor as well as a family court judge. He presents biblical concepts that address these concerns and points viewers to Christ. Pray there will be healing in families as a result. There is more on this at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to go to India for free? You can win a Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If we draw your name, Global Action will send you to India to help distribute blankets to those who need them. Activate your name now. All you got to do is go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. Click on the button there, and you can register. I'm Greg Yoder.